listener production.
Good afternoon, Charlotte Wallen here with your Central West news briefing. An allegedly armed man has been arrested near the Orange Skate Park. Police received reports a man supposedly armed with a taser was in the vicinity of Warrandine Street around mid-afternoon on Saturday. The 57-year-old was charged with possessing or using a prohibited weapon without a permit. He was granted bail and will face court in May. It's back to work for the Central West State Pollies today now that the election is done and dusted. And while we now have a Labor government and a new Premier, there's no change locally. Independent MP Roy Butler has held on to Barwon, boosting his margin. It's a similar story for Phil Donato in Orange. While Dubbo MP Dougald Saunders admits his election win was bittersweet.
It is mixed emotions, there's no doubt about that. I'm really proud and happy with the result for me in the Dubbo electorate. At the same time, it is a weird feeling to be out of government and knowing there'll be a different government running things now, but looking for opportunities to make sure we keep delivering locally.
Local water users say Canberra's decision to push ahead with water buybacks in the Murray-Darling Basin is a bit of a kick in the guts. Tenders were released for the buybacks last week, seeking to recover 0.9 gigalitres from the Lachlan Valley alone. Chair of Lachlan Valley Water, Tom Green, says while it doesn't seem like much, any loss of production will have an impact, especially after a tough few years.
It is a small amount, but the Lachlan isn't a big river either, so there will be a few jobs lost, and they're lost forever as it gets locked away and just sent down the river, you know, with no sort of accountability to those in charge of the environment using it.
Updating sport, the Central West Rep Rugby side is continuing preparations for the country championships. The Blue Bulls had a trial match against Canberra side Uni Norths over the weekend, going down 16-7.